Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, Diana Ross, for you to get your morning started. And I hope you're having a good morning so far. I know I am. I'm having a great time, and I'm especially having a great time because my friends from the city of Pensacola Parks and Recreation are here this morning with us. Brittany Hughes, who's back again on the show with the marketing and outreach coordinator. And Brittany's got some guests with us this morning, so I'm going to let you introduce the gang here.
Thank you so much, Meg.
And I think there's a reason why we picked them coming up, but I'll let you all get into that.
Yes, we're coming up and out from our houses.
Yes.
Because it's been so cold, and I'm so ready for it to be 80 degrees outside again.
You and
right?
me both, girl. I'm telling you.
So today, we are going to be talking about our senior programs, specifically our programs for ages 50 and better. I have two guests with me today. Right now, I've got Jeremy Street. He's our senior programming coordinator. He just helps build that bridge between our senior programs and the senior community. But I also have Latoria English. She is the Recreation Program Center Supervisor over at Fricker Resource Center. She's here to give you a unique perspective from Fricker Resource Center.
Okay.
We're about to get a killer renovation.
I heard that. It's on the news. Are you excited about that?
Super excited.
Okay. Here we go.
So as we approach the summertime, we're going to be transitioning. But until then, we have a senior program that we want to spread awareness about at Fricker Resource Center. Specifically, let's talk about what's happening this Friday.
Oh, good.
We're
okay.
Celebrating Black History Month. So, Latoria, go ahead and take it over.
Well, we will be having our Black History program. It will be from 10 a.m. to about 1. We have a couple of guest speakers that will come in. We have A.A. Dixon to come in and do a dance. They came last year, so they'll be returning.
Oh, fun.
Also, we have Shake 'em Up line dancing that will be participating and doing a line dance for our seniors.
Is that a participation thing? Like a senior can jump on the line?
No, just a demonstration, only a demonstration, but we do have a line dancing class every Thursday at 6:30, so that's when you can come in and participate.
Okay.
After our program, you know, we'll fellowship with some food and celebrate the birthday months of January and February and just end off the month with a big party.
That sounds like fun. So now tell us again, when is this happening, where, and the times?
This will be this Friday, February 27th, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at Fricker Center.
Perfect. Okay. Jeremy.
Yeah, I just want to say that is one thing that our department does really well that our seniors really enjoy is that we always celebrate, especially holidays or special events that are going on. During October, I think last time we were here, we talked about we had our chili cook-off and costume contest, and that was great. We do a winter formal in December, and we just wrapped up a couple of Mardi Gras celebrations at Gull Point and at Bayview. We call this Party Gras, live music, gumbo, all the goods, and then now our good Black History Month program that we're coming up. So if you're looking for people to party with, we're real good at eating and having music and having a good time. So
yeah, well, just so I can say, I mean, maybe from my own experience, but, you know, seniors have been around a while. They know how to party, y'all. I'm telling you, they know how to party. Don't be thinking just because they're older, they don't know how to do certain things or a little two-step here and there. Come on now.
That's right. Yeah, we have a very popular line dancing class at Bayview as well.
Oh,
and
fun.
then the line dancing class that she said at Fricker. So if you're wanting to get up and move, and it's really one of those interesting things because we've offered line dancing throughout the years, and usually it lasts for a month or so, and then, you know, people lose interest or whatever. For whatever reason right now, it is hot. Like we've got some dancing seniors.
And, I love it.
It is. It's a good time.
Well, it's great for the seniors, too, because they talk all the time about getting out of isolation and socialization is key. And so to have these opportunities to go, and it's kind of hard the first time you walk in because maybe you don't know anybody or it's a little awkward. But I'm guessing you do a lot to help people feel comfortable when they arrive.
Yeah, we really do. And one thing that's really great about these senior programs is that we have people who come. And they will go from program to program to program. They'll be there all day, run through five straight programs. And then we have some people who come and don't participate in anything. They just sit in the lobby and drink coffee and read newspapers and meet people and talk. And that's a program in and of itself. My grandmother would call it visiting.
With no G.
Yeah. Visiting. So you can come and do some visiting and just hang out, just get out of the house and get to know some people. Or you can do one program, or you can do nine programs, or whatever. So.
Well, maybe let's talk about the different places that you offer the senior programs. You've mentioned the Fricker Center, and of course Bayview Center is probably the most active one. Would you say?
Well, it's
all of them, or
so Bayview is unique in that we only have adult programming there. Mm-hmm. We don't do any after school or summer camp or anything. So that is like the dedicated senior center. But our other community centers do have senior programs.
Okay.
Just in addition to the after school and summer camp and youth sports and things that we do. So the main senior programs, we run those out of the Gold Point Community mm-hmm. Center.
Where's that one located?
So that's off of Spanish Trail.
Okay.
We've got Cobb, Fricker, and Bayview.
Okay.
And Gold Point. So they're spread out. Also, we do have such a good variety of programs between all of those places. So no matter what you're looking for, what your need is, we do have a place for you somewhere. So
okay.
All you have to do is get in touch with us or show up, and we'll be happy to get you connected.
Okay. Well, I know that you have some things online, and you have, an email or newsletter that you send out. Is that true? From the center? Or
so we do. The Bayview Community Center, I know, has an email list. We send those calendars out the first of every month. All the centers do have.
Because I love the calendar. I have one myself. I get the email.
Yeah.
So how do I get on that list?
So that calendar is so special. So that specific calendar is made from Bayview Senior Center.
Okay.
But the other centers also develop their own calendars as well.
Mm-hmm.
The best way to get a hold of those calendars is to visit those centers because they will be able to hand you a physical copy of those activity guides. But also, you can go to our website,
mm-hmm.
And we have a senior program page
that
tells you just about what different programs are at each one of these centers, because as Jeremy explained earlier, there's something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not want to go to ballroom dancing at Bayview, but they've got line dancing
right
at Fricker Resource Center. So, yes, go to that website just to look generically what is offered, and then they've got links to each one of those centers so you can contact that center directly.
And there may be a few seniors still that are a little intimidated by computers and stuff, so you're saying maybe one of the best things would be to stop by one of the centers, or
yeah.
Is there a number they can call?
Yes, yeah, so each one of those centers has their own phone number.
Okay.
You can, of course, Google those phone numbers just to, you know, Google Gold Point Resource Center. You'll get the numbers right then
mm-hmm.
and there. But also it is on their website, and that information is on the senior page on our website, which is playpensacola.com.
Okay, playpensacola.com.
Yes,
and you come out with a guide every year, correct?
We come out with two guides
every
year.
Now, so.
Mm-hmm. So the next guide will be coming out in March. That's the playbook activity guide. That includes all programs that we offer from youth at 1.5 years old through our dance program all the way up to our senior programs for 50 and better.
Okay, that sounds great. Jeremy?
Yeah, so here's the other thing is, so we're run through the city of Pensacola. So we're here for you. We serve you. So if there's something that you're looking for that you don't see in that guide, all you have to do is say so. And we will find a group and do our best to get it together and offer that. So don't feel like, you know,
I'm not seeing what I like, so it's not for
so
me
I'm
kind
not,
of thing.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. So, and you never know what the next big program is going to be, and things change fast. That's why it's good to stop into the centers.
Mm-hmm.
And an example is, I cannot explain this. I need somebody to explain this to me. But we had a group of like 3 to 4 ladies
mm-hmm.
who came to play Mahjong.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
I know where this is going.
Yeah.
I do, too.
It's not really a program that we offer. We've never had any interest in it, but they mm-hmm. just liked getting together, and
yeah.
it was good social time or whatever. So we set up a table for them, and we did that for a couple of years. And last week, we had 52 people show up to play Mahjong.
Uh-uh.
We cannot hold 52 people
oh,
in this little
goodness. Seriously?
Program. Yes.
Wow.
And people are saying, you know, we're down for the winter, we don't live around here, we're looking for the Mahjong game or whatever. I don't know where this came from. I don't know if it's on a TV show or some movie or some where this if it's a trend.
It's been popular forever. I mean, it's an ancient game. I played it years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it has been, but we've never had any interest in it. And now I could run a Mahjong parlor all day long if I wanted to.
Because for a long time it was Bunko. That was the big.
Yeah.
They still have Bunko in 10,000.
Yeah, Bunko is a big one. Yeah, Bunko and Mahjong. Okay, this is interesting.
Well, if anybody can explain to me why Mahjong is the hot thing right now,
and
I'm all ears.
And it's not the Mahjong that you remember playing on your phone or playing on your computer. It's different.
No, it's different.
I tried it, and it is challenging.
Yes. No, it's different. Well, and Domino's is up there, too, but Mahjong's got its own thing going on with the different... what do you call that? Tiles.
Yeah, so it's good. It's a good mental workout, but it's also just a really good social time. And we do have a beginner.
And which center has the Mahjong going on?
That's over at Bayview.
So another 100 will be coming in next week after they hear this show.
Yeah. I'm starting to wonder why I even brought that up. Because we're having a hard time fitting all the people in, and they want to play Mahjong.
Well, you know what else is funny, though, is table tennis. Yes. Isn't table tennis back at Frigger and they're expanding?
Yep, that's one of our new programs. We got a couple of new programs to talk about.
Talk about those.
So table tennis meets Monday and Thursdays, Monday in the social hall, Thursdays in the gym. They meet from 6 to 9. And also now we're going to start having them Tuesday morning and Thursday morning from like 10 to 12. Just to continue to play, or for the ones that can't make it at night, they can come in the morning.
So the 6 to 9 is at night?
At night.
Okay.
6 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yep. And the other one's 10 to...
10 a.m. to 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a whole group of folks here from the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. We have Brittany Hughes here. We also have Jeremy and Latoria talking about all the different programs. And we're kind of focusing on seniors today. So if you've got a question, this is Pep Talk. This is your chance to text in a question. Maybe you want to know about one of the classes or some of the things that they're doing. Just text it in at 850-437-1620. Okay. So you have the event coming up Friday. It is springtime. And, I mean, I can't believe we're in the last week of February. So what's coming up for the spring?
Jeremy, I'll let you take this up.
Okay, so this is some brand new information. We've just started looking at our spring, and we do know that these programs are coming. We're currently working through the schedule with our instructors, so we don't have the times and dates yet.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know that this is coming, okay? So we're getting a brand new chair yoga class that is coming to Goal Point and COP, and then we're getting a program called DEEP, which is Diabetes Education, Empowerment, and Prevention.
Wow, that's relevant now. Yeah,
it's educational, and there's a support aspect to it, so that's coming. We're also having a partnership with Dr. Nick Trevino, who is a board-certified geriatric specialist, who's going to be doing a series of educational seminars for us.
Oh, nice.
Fall prevention, osteoporosis, those kinds of things. So that's a good educational component. And then one other thing that I want to highlight right now is we partner with AARP, free tax help. Tax preparation for 65 and plus.
Really?
Right now through April 13th.
Oh, wow. Where is that located?
So
and how would you make an appointment for that?
We're only doing that on Mondays and Fridays right now. You do need to call the Bayview Senior Center if you want to be involved with that.
That's fantastic. Because it is a little confusing, by the way, because once you get into Medicare and then what you can deduct and not deduct, and then we've had recent legislation passed, it's very confusing for seniors right now.
And the best part.
Yes.
Thanks to the good folks at AARP, it is free dollars and free cents.
That is the best part for sure. I like the way you put that, Jeremy. Free dollars, free cents, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, so springtime's coming. We've got the tax program. What else you've got coming up? You've mentioned a couple things.
We've got the Fricker and Bayview. Seniors are going to be taking a day trip over to Biloxi.
That's what I'm talking about. I knew that was in there somewhere.
We're going to go to the IP Casino. We're going to go help stimulate the economy over in Biloxi. You're welcome. We're coming your way with a busload.
Oh, I love it.
That's going to be on March 4th, so that's coming up.
How fun is that? Tell me a little bit about that trip. If I've never been, I'm a little shy, what do I need to do to get a ticket to go? And what do I need to bring? Is it all day? Do I have to, all the good details?
So it is an 8-hour trip. It's a good, you know, of course, a lot of that's spent on the bus, but we try to make the bus ride over there fun as well. You can sign up at Fricker with Latoria or at Bayview. And for $20, you're going to get
that's
your...
That's it? Just 20?
Hey, it gets better.
Oh.
But wait, there's more. For $20, you get your transportation over there, but you also get a voucher for free, $20 in free play.
Wow. So it gets you started.
You can't afford not to go.
Really? I might have to stop. What time are they leaving?
8 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, okay.
And that bus will leave without you. So.
Yeah. What day of the week is it on usually? Or is it on the weekend? Do you know?
You know, it's on March 4th, whatever day that is.
It's Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they would need to sign up now. I'm like, I'm guessing it's limited.
Season. Yeah. You need to sign up like right now. Like call me today.
Okay. Okay.
But we do that once a quarter. We take quarterly trips over there. And then we have our local trips.
And those I love because you see some local productions and some of the arts organizations
yes.
and things. And that's great because when you're a senior, and I'm guessing so many might be a widow or a widower, they want to go to these things but don't necessarily want to go by themselves. How nice is it to have a group of people that you could go with?
That's right. The next two that we have coming up, March 8th, we are going to Pensacola Little Theater. We love them over there. We're seeing Six, the musical.
Ah.
And then March 15th, the Pensacola Opera's Oklahoma at Sanger Theater.
How fun.
Yes.
So where do I go to sign up for those?
So you can call Bayview for those as well.
Do you have the number handy?
That is going to be 850-436-5190. That number again, 436-5190.
I see a little DJing in your future, but okay.
I've got a face for radio.
Yes, don't we all? Okay. Got some questions coming in. So here's a good one. Where can I find a beginner's Tai Chi class? Do you offer those?
I'm so glad that you asked. We do. We have beginner's Tai Chi at the Bayview Senior Center. And let me see here. 11 a.m. on Monday mornings. You can come do that at the Bayview Senior Center. I'm double checking my schedule here. We have Tai Chi at Bayview Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Excellent. Okay, so check that out at the Bayview Center. And where's that located for folks that don't know?
So that's going to be 2000 East Lloyd Street right at Bayview Park. Now, if you're talking specifically, if you're a beginner, you've never been in before, at 8:15 on Wednesday morning, there is an extra little beginner introductory session that happens before the class
kind
begins.
Of like an orientation
yes.
to it. Okay.
So if you're a first timer, come see us on Wednesday morning, 8:15, and they'll try to, you know, make you feel at ease before the class starts.
Excellent. So we're talking with our friends from City of Pensacola's Park and Recs Department. You can find out all kinds of information on the website at playpensacola.com. But Brittany and Notoria are here today telling us a little bit about some of the senior programs. So we've got a few minutes left, almost 5 minutes left. So what are some other things we can chat about that are happening for our seniors? And maybe just touch on if someone's listening and they're thinking, well, it sounds like fun, but I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go by myself. What can you say to encourage someone to come?
Well, one thing I would like to encourage people is that for most of all of our programs, when it comes to classes or different games and social things that we do, we almost always have some sort of beginner or learning class for a lot of the programs that we offer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've always wondered about, you know, Mahjong or bridge or whatever, I know that a lot of those things can be intimidating.
Sure.
But we'll help get you there. And then we also, people are the strength of these programs, and we have such great people at all of these centers that if you're apprehensive or if you don't know people, you know, we have people who are just natural bridge builders and just great-hearted people. So I would say just show up. Just getting through the front door is just, that's the hardest part.
Right. Just show up. Just come
just
in.
Just show up. And once you step inside, we will take care of you. I promise you, we will take care of you.
So you've talked a bit about some of the events and things like that. But you also do sort of social get-togethers. Is there a better time to stop by than others, like just a typical day at the centers? Is there social times or meal times? I'm just asking, would you have anything like that?
Absolutely. So we have a T-shirt dyeing coming up this summer, don't we?
Oh, yeah. So we have...
That's a fantastic
for your
time.
70s.
Yeah. So
60s and 70s.
That's an easy one to do because we have this thing, we call it the rock and roll tie-dye party, where we've listened to Woodstock era music and eat cosmic brownies and tie-dye shirts.
Oh,
and,
watch out for the brownies now.
Now, the Little Debbie prepackaged cosmic brownies.
Careful.
Yeah,
that's a whole nother me. Alice B. Toklas brownies, we used to call them.
All right, so moving on from that.
Don't ask me how I know that.
There are plenty
of
opportunities.
You're going to have hundreds of people now coming to the senior center.
Just like Jeremy was saying, there's plenty of opportunities for seniors to come into any of our centers.
And when it comes to social programs, we at Fricker, the third Wednesday of every month, we really try to have an outing.
There you go.
So
okay.
A lot of times that means we will just go to a restaurant and have
perfect.
Lunch together. Or we'll go to a local museum. Sometimes we will do a wellness visit to check on past members, mm-hmm. at a rehabilitation facility or something like that. So
Picnic in the park.
Do you ever have events around food or anything like that?
Right.
Food is the number one thing that brings everybody in. So we try to work around going to places where they can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Go downtown just to go walking and sightseeing.
Nice.
There's a lot of stuff here in Pensacola that some of them have never been to and never seen. So.
Uh-huh. No, that's great. Yeah. Okay, so you're bringing folks together, and is there any cost to any of this? Do I have to pay every time I walk in the center?
Let me tell you the best news. So we're trying to make people's lives as good as possible. We're trying to remove every barrier that we can. So we make our programs absolutely free as much as we can. Almost all of our programs are free unless we're having some sort of special event, that we need to sell some tickets for or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we use a lot of great volunteer instructors. We've got a lot of great community partners. Most everything we do, we're gonna take care of you.
I love that. And I mean, when you think about going to Biloxi for $20, that's not bad. Yeah. And you get to use that $20 once you get there. So that's
right.
Really not bad. So take advantage of this. And where can they go to get more of the information again?
Our website is playpensacola.com.
Okay, playpensacola.com. And when is the new guide going to come out? Or where could we find that?
You can pick up the guide in mid-March, and it'll be at any of the resource centers.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might find it at your local podiatrist office, dentist office, any business that's allowing me to put them in their waiting rooms. That's where I'm going.
Okay, excellent. So we've been talking with Brittany Hughes, who is our marketing and outreach coordinator for playpensacola.com. And for the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation. Jeremy Street's been here. He's the Senior Programming Coordinator. And LaToya English, who is the Recreation Supervisor with the Fricker Resource. So we've just got about 30 seconds left here. Anything else you want to mention before we go?
Come see us.
Friday's event, right?
Friday's Black History Program.
Okay, and what time again is that?
From 10 a.m. to about 1 a.m.
10 to 1 a.m.
10 to 1.
Oh, 10 to 1 a.m.
10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at
all night long.
And they're serving brownies. This has been Pep Talk Physicals Expert Panel. You never know what you're going to hear on this show. Thanks, you guys, so much.
Thank you.